What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Big shout out to Turtle, who stepped in there and joined you in the first segment. Big O also there hanging out. Listen, we got a lot to get to. We will talk some Braves as pitchers and catchers yesterday. And you know, we were talking to our buddy Rob Bradford about the Braves. And real quick, I just want to mention, like, I know people are freaking out. We're going to be fine. Guys are going to get healthy. They're going to be healthy. This lineup's going to hit. The idea that everybody's going to suck as they did last year, and literally everybody sucked. And then Acuna goes down like... That's not happening again. Zim.
Well,
so
but
we gotta calm down.
Yes, I agree. Not everybody's gonna suck, but is everybody gonna return to 2021-2022 form? I think is the question, and I don't think you get everybody to do that. You know, remember Matt Olson's breakout year. You know, if you go look at his stats, that was more of the anomaly, at least from a batting average perspective, right? I mean, I know he never hit 50 before, but, you know, he was a 35, 38, 40 home run type guy.
Right.
But it was the batting average that really made the difference. I mean, in reality, he's more of a 220 hitter than he is a 280 hitter. And that's something you have to live with, that the reality is that that season might not be coming back again. And then more than anything, Deuce, I just, the health. Acuna off another knee surgery. Strider off another elbow surgery. Like, I mean... You know, there's a lot of things up in the air that just, you know, it's hard to get a warm and fuzzy other than we have a track record of these guys performing before, so it should happen again. But the injuries still are a major concern, I would think.
So a few people agreeing with you about one person calling a shot. I love this because our man Jonathan Walker, avid listener, talking about the Falcons, and you were saying, because let's just get down to nuts and bolts here. As much as we're talking about Kirk Cousins, and that's going to figure itself out, and I don't think anybody's trading for him. You think the GM should be on the phone making somebody want him? Oh, fine. But the reality is you don't trust the GM is going to be able to do the things he needs to do. And then we got into this whole collaboration thing, which you said bugs you. Jonathan says, damn it, I hate to agree with Zeno, but one person should be calling shots. I said, who, Terry? Noble, another avid listener of the show, says, I've never agreed with the Colonel on anything, but I do agree with him on this.
Why does everybody have to caveat that?
Well, because it's kind of true.
I hate to agree with you. I never agree with you. Now I agree with you.
Well, it's hard to agree with you, you know, it's hard. So Noble says, but you know, stop with the collaboration. Guys, when we talk about, when I say collaboration, here's what I'm telling you, and I'm not saying that one person isn't making these calls. I think when they say collaboration, and again, if you were a head coach, if you were a defensive coordinator, if you were an offensive coordinator, and you needed a piece, okay, and everybody on the squad, and everybody in the front office knows it, the collaboration part for me is, and you're saying this like, you know, it's not a big deal, is the input. Hey, this is the kind of player I think we need. This is what I'm looking for. This is the kid that I liked and saw on tape. And you express that to the people who ultimately are going to make the decision, but the decision makers still make the decision. But that's collaboration. That's not everybody in the room and everybody raise their hand. If okay, everybody's in on this guy, everybody raise their hand. That's a different deal. That's not what's happening. So I think when we say collaboration, what you're looking for, and or I think you can tell me if I'm wrong, you're looking for that one person to blame, and you're saying the way that the Falcons address this doesn't allow you to blame that one individual.
No,
that's what you're saying.
It's not about placing blame. It's about understanding who is in charge and how decisions are made.
Terry Fontenot's in charge.
Is he? Because you just said before that
Because when he got the job, him and Arthur Smith came in together. And they neither one, Arthur hadn't been a head coach and he hadn't been a GM. That's a different situation than hiring an experienced GM or an experienced coach to come in. That's why this collaboration thing came about.
We also have the owner saying that the head coach and the GM report directly to him. Not the head coach reports to the GM and the GM reports to him, which is the traditional, more standard way that the chain of command flows.
Okay.
The head coach and the GM are one and the same in that they report to the same guy, and ultimately they have to run all decisions by him. Isn't that kind of the way, you know, business works? Isn't that kind of the way it goes? That the head coach typically would run things by the GM. The GM would kind of typically run things by the owner. And at some point, somebody makes the decision. Look, my bigger point here is this. We don't have to get the minutiae of it. My issue is that whatever process it is, Dukes, whatever their collaboration they're doing, it's not working. It's flat out has no success. So let's try something different, shall we? Let's not do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. Let's not collaborate as much. Let's just try something different.
Okay.
Because I can't deal with collaborating and getting losing results and going, nope, we're still going to collaborate.
All right, time out. Why did we... See...
What? I bothered you already.
No, I just got out of the hospitals, you know? I mean, this
Damn,
is
I
where
you... There.
Well, you're going to drive me back there. Here's the issue.
Well, I'll take it easy now.
Here's the issue. Why did we lose games this season? Before we get into the collaboration,
okay,
let's just talk about why we lost games, okay? Because what you're talking about...
Combination of poor play and poor coaching.
Yes, you did. We lost games because our quarterback lied to us about an injury that put us...
He's legit.
I thought he was too, B. And then we went down this slide that we couldn't find our way out of, right? Which forced the coaching staff to put in a guy that they wanted to sit and learn sooner than he wanted to, or sooner than they wanted to.
Dukes.
This whole collaboration thing, time out. When you're talking about this, let's talk about why we lost games. You're acting as if this collaboration lost us games. That is not... the coach also put us in jeopardy of losing games with decisions and not calling timeouts. Why did we lose games this year?
And I would argue the GM put you in position to lose games by
the
not
GM
putting...
The GM had nothing to do with that.
Hold on a second. Let me finish. Yes, he did. He had absolutely everything to do with the fact that the allegedly hurt kicker never went on IR. Period. You lost three games alone because of kicking. Three. And that was where the guy who you knew was hurt and didn't put him on IR and didn't go get another kicker. When you finally did, you got one that couldn't kick a 50-yard field goal. That's on the GM.
That's not on the head coach?
Listen, did the head coach pick the kicker or did the GM pick the kicker?
It doesn't matter. He's affecting the game.
That's right. They collaborated and still got it wrong.
This is
the problem, Dukes. This is the essence of the problem. Who the hell is in charge and who's making decisions? And the idea that, you know, they lost games this year because a quarterback play alone is fallacy. That's not true. It's just not. Kirk Cousins was bad. I'm not going to defend a lot of his
only
play.
Someone's trapped.
And I would argue this, too.
You weren't taking
for all
over
the
Jack.
People, for all the people who are collaborating week in and week out, you're telling me none of them can tell? Even if Kirk didn't say anything that he was hurt, none of them can tell he was off?
None of them can tell
that he wasn't healthy? None of the coaching staff can look at him and go, something's not right here?
No, I wouldn't say that. And again, I get back to my partner and Mike, who listen, when we had this argument and he said the same thing. No, I don't think anybody could not look at the situation and say Kurt wasn't injured or something was wrong. What I do think is money played a role in this.
Of course it did.
As it does in all sports decisions. When you say that, yes, I can say, damn, he don't look right. Is he telling you anything? Nah, Carl, he hadn't said anything. Hey, Mike, is he saying anything? No, he hadn't said anything to me. He been a training staff? No, he hadn't been a training staff in weeks.
Yeah, I'm good. That was a bit
of a
player.
Yeah, liar. So then what happens is you go, we have $100 million invested in this fool. We have to continue to play him, Zeno.
Agree. But then you know what your coaching staff's supposed to do? Not ask him to do things you physically know he can't.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Go back to the Chargers game. Again, I run through it over and over again. 4th and 5 from around the 40-yard line. Kicker's hurt. We can't send him out there because he can't make a 50-yarder. But I got an idea. Our quarterback, who we know can't throw outside the numbers, let's throw an out route on 4th and 5 instead of just punting the ball away and it gets returned for a pick 6. Not defending the pass. It was terrible.
Wait a minute.
Play call should never happen.
You said Ku lost this three. I know Ku lost this New Orleans. Who? What other? What other two games did he lose this?
The Los Angeles game, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Missed the first field goal.
Yeah,
and again,
you're right.
They didn't. Decision, it's because, and Ra admitted this, he had to coach different because he knew his kicker couldn't do what he was supposed to do.
That's right.
And that's a problem. It should have been on the GM to say, the dude's hurt. He's not performing. We need somebody in here who can. We're losing games. And then, of course, the Washington game. You lost because of your kicker.
So, all right. Terry.
What's Terry doing? Hey, Turtle back at the studio. Let's put up a poll. I'm curious to see if people agree with Zeno on this, that, hey, we need one guy.
Can you make one of the choices? I hate to agree with Zeno, but yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Credit to Mark Zeno for asking a tough question.
There you go! Yes! That's what I was waiting for! My God! Stop! Somebody just crashed on 285. Somebody just crashed on 285 here and there.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Turtle, let's put up a poll. I'm just curious. Guys, here's why this is important. If you guys are saying, why are you guys talking about it? Why are you arguing about this? The direction of our football team and where we go this offseason, and how we fix things or don't fix things, we'll be back in the same damn place next season.
Yes, that's the point.
We cannot be back in this same place next season.
Agreed.
Okay? That is why we're talking about this. Super Bowl is come and gone. We've seen the model of what we'd like to look like, and everybody in the rest of the league is going, that's how you beat Patrick Mahomes. Okay, so we got to go get some of those guys. The irony to all that is, well, they were right here in our backyard, and we decided not to pick any of them. So, but neither did anybody else in the NFL. So, Howie Roseman outsmarted everybody because no other GM went, I'm going to go get six dogs in the next two seasons. Nobody did that. So, I can't just point that at the Falcons, but that's why we're talking about this, is because it's so important moving forward how the decisions are made, what decisions are made, and how they go about their business. That is why we're talking about it. And if you're going, you know, you're driving around or however you're accessing the show and you're going, what the hell are these guys talking about? That is why we are discussing this at such a passionate rate today when Zeno says there's got to be one voice and here's what I don't agree with.
All right, guys, so go to Dukes and Bell 929. Do you agree with at Mark Zeno that the Falcons need a singular voice to make football decisions? Yes, GM makes decisions, or no, all hands on deck. Go vote at Dukes and Bell.
Credit to Mark Zeno for asking a tough question.
Yes!
Come on, stop dropping Mike in there.
No, that's perfect. I want to hear more of that.
See, but Zeno, he doesn't hate you. It's that whatever you believe is not true.
Really? You sure?
Okay, no, never mind. Okay. Forget
I
said
that. Put up another poll.
Forget, see how that one goes. Forget I said that. Never mind. 404-726-0929. You guys can text us. That's our text line. Find Mark Zinno. Zinno, give me your Twitter handle.
At Mark Zinno, M-A-R-K-Z-I-N-N-O.
And find me at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.